Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, first of all, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment. Love to hear from you. Do you feel that this is on track with what we're saying? How do you respond to the warning, loud and clear, that we are racing toward socialism in America? Do you embrace that? Just recently, everyone in America received many that say they have not, but it was supposed to go out to every citizen in America, a $1,200 check. As it stands today, those that are not working, they're receiving more in an unemployment benefit check and through the CARES remedy package, financial package, receiving more than if they were working. In fact, some are refusing to go back to work. AOC says that she recommends that everybody refuse to go back to work and continue to draw the paycheck from the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, that's socialism. Socialism is communism light, L-I-T-E. And we're talking about the fact that we're watching the socialistic strong-arm police state tactics being ploy being carried out against businesses and churches in America today. The second thing is the snitch system, where neighbor calls and tells on neighbor, where you find, for example, the hair salon in Texas where the lady opened her business and police were there immediately because her neighbor had reported that she was about to open the business. You find places like a barbershop where a 78-year-old barber opened his business and someone called and snitched on him. The police were there telling him he could not. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, a fast-track court case gave him relief and said it was okay. He can run his business and do the barber business that he had done for all of those years. But it's the snitch system. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go back to the brown shirt era of Hitler during the 40s and discover very quickly that it's the same system, but it's supposedly where you want to help the government to make sure that others respond appropriately by telling on and snitching. I just discovered an article recently where some 900 snitchers are now concerned because their names, addresses, and telephone numbers have been posted on social media. They did not realize when they called the 911 numbers or the 311 numbers in their cities and states that that was all being registered and being recorded. And as a result of that, somebody has gone through with the right to know and gotten the information. Now they're posting that. Now these snitchers are worried about someone snitching on them in some fashion. But that's part and parcel of a socialistic system, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have the contact tracing. The contact tracing, supposedly to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Here's an article that talks about that. Contact tracing. Police are people in close contact with someone who is infected with the virus, such as the Ebola virus, are at higher risk of becoming infected themselves and are potentially further infecting others. Closely watching these contacts after exposure of an infected person will help the contacts to be cared for and treated and will prevent their further transmission of the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization said that through contact tracing on a global basis, that you could find those that are potential spreaders of a virus. You could go in and extract them from their homes, extract them from their homes and put them in a safe place to treat them. How are you going to take them out? By force? You're going to go in and with the handcuffs, drag them out? How are you planning on doing that? But here's the whole idea, ladies and gentlemen. The monitoring process is called contact tracing, which, as one writer puts, can be broken down in three categories: contact identification, contact listing, and then contact follow-up. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a Marxist, socialist, communist methodology of tracking every human being. That is a methodology that's used by those in socialist countries of being able to know who is doing what, when, and where. it is very dangerous to introduce it on the basis that we want to help you because of the COVID-19 virus, and somehow, some way, we're going to do it just for a period of time. After the virus is over, we're going to put it aside. Don't you ever think that once it's instituted, it'll stop, ladies and gentlemen? It is one of the largest hoaxes that's being perpetrated upon society, in particular, being perpetrated upon the citizens of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article titled, New York City rolled out the biggest test and trace operation in the country on Friday. A key step, they say, in reopening the nation's epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced at his daily briefing. And the article says then, remember when Obamacare first reared its ugly socialist head and we all could see the ongoing effort of the government to control us by controlling our health care? But now in New York City, they've hit on something that is going to work and, in fact, might well exceed expectations in COVID-19 contact tracing. They're going to be implemented sweeping changes in how society functions, and using the COVID-19 as an excuse will begin digital surveillance on a high, unimaginable level outside of George Orwell's dystopian 1984 novel. Contact tracing, otherwise known as invasive digital surveillance, is here to stay, this writer says, and it will be recording your every move. And when those markers start lighting up, the government will come in, curtail your movement. The parts of the United States Constitution that the Patriot Act didn't kill, contact tracing will destroy. New York City is rolling out the test and trace operation, making contact tracing the new digital surveillance tool. And ladies and gentlemen, the governor of New York has just made the announcement. He's setting up a commission, and part of that commission will be, one on that commission will be none other than Bill Gates, the Microsoft genius, the microchip genius, and Bill Gates will be helping to advise Governor Cuomo on how to surveil every human being in the state of New York. It will be done by digital surveillance. It will be done through Bill Gates' expertise on his surveillance process that's now being utilized, ladies and gentlemen, in many cell telephones. Do you realize with the G4 that is on most phones today, you can be traced by uplink satellites to about several yard distance. But with the G5 technology that's just being introduced in cell phone technology in America and in China, they will be able to trace you right to a square foot or an inch of where you're standing on the globe. Don't you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that that's going to be used just for finding those that have the COVID-19, as it's called, virus, or the pathogen that they need to make sure that it is traced. It'll be utilized to trace every human being. And ladies and gentlemen, for the thought of a governor or a mayor being willing to embrace that and utilize that is a very telling sign of where we're going in the future in the United States of America. Let me fast forward very quickly. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. Following the rapture of the church, that is a sudden seizure, the snatching away, where every Christian, every child of God, everyone that's blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, will be snatched out of this old world. When that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, the one that's called the man of sin, the one that's called the son of perdition, the one that's called the wicked one, the one that's called the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel 7, one that's called the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, and he will be able to trace every human being on the face of the globe. We're seeing the foreshadowing of that taking place today. It's being embraced by a police state mentality that says it's okay to trace you and to trace me, to trace every human being on the face of the globe. And it's going to be done on the basis that it's contact tracing, supposedly to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to see the onslaught of Big Brother, the onslaught of government following and carrying out that which is unconstitutional in our nation today. In fact, I'm looking at several articles here, just the headline, High Noon, Governors and Mayors versus Sheriffs and We the People. Another article says, Americans suckered by the coronavirus bait and switch. Another one says, federal judge rules that Kentucky churches can, in fact, hold services starting on Sunday. Churches are having to sue the government to get relief to be able to have services. Another article says, California sheriffs are now refusing to enforce Governor Newsom's stay-at-home order. We're finding a major, major upheaval of the norms in America that's been protected by our Bill of Rights for all of these years, yet being upended, uprooted, and cast aside, eviscerated by the police state mentality. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, America racing toward socialism, and it's rapidly taking place. Here's an article that says, pastors across America plead, get me off house arrest. And that's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing. Officials demanding that churches turn over their names and addresses, phone numbers, and all contact information in relationship to those coming into the churches. Let me share this brief thought, then we'll take our caller. This article says, city demands churches turn over names, addresses, and phone numbers. You heard me right? Dated May 2nd. Governors and mayors across the nation have claimed that their emergency powers allow them to ban large groups during the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want groups gathering in malls, movie theaters, even churches, despite the constitutional protection of religious liberties in America. No one official is moving into extreme territory demanding churches provide them. Now, some officials are moving into that territory, demanding churches provide them with names, addresses, telephone numbers, and even anyone that shows up to worship. The move by Governor Mayor Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri, already is attracting the nation, the attention of Liberty Council, which has been defending churches amid the coronavirus lockdown. Liberty Council founder Matthew Staver, noted Kansas City is requiring the churches to submit a list of members' names, addresses, telephone numbers, all attendees, and they're of those that are they're going to use them for social tracking and surveillance purposes. Quote, I'm running out of adjectives to describe how completely insane the tyrannical abuse launched by state governors and local officials against pastors and churches are becoming. In his newsletter, he stated, on Liberty Council's newsletter. The new order states that by recording names and contact information, the health department will be able to make more quickly trace and test and isolate individuals who may have been exposed to coronavirus, he explained. The Germans, Matt Staver is saying, the Germans did this very thing to Jews, collecting the names and locations of all known synagogue attendees in the early days of the Nazi regime. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed fast track towards socialism in America. I'm concerned as a Christian. I'm concerned as a pastor. I'm concerned as an individual citizen when we're seeing the evaporation of rights that's given to us through our founding documents, that's given to us from God Himself. And as a result of what we call the coronavirus, they're being taken away. And it's being done on the basis that we, the government, we're here to help you. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
I have a few comments. You know, the last story you mentioned about the churches being required by the governor to collect the names of the folks that attend the church, I posted that story on Facebook, and it was very interesting because it got the screen of shame. You know what that is? That's where they put the screen over. It says part of this story has been determined to be false. You know, and you scan through the whole story, and the part that they say was false was the churches aren't being dictated to turn that list over. So they're compelling the list, and some bureaucrat may show up and demand the list, but right now they're not demanding that the list be turned over. Therefore, the whole thing gets the screen of shame, the cover of shame on Facebook, so people are real scared to open that up, real scared to look at that, because it might have something false in it. That's done by the independent fact checkers, right? Now those independent fact checkers somehow or another overlook everything in the world said about Biden. They overlook everything in the world said or written by, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and all the mainstream media, that you get prolific lies out of day in and day out. So I don't know how independent those independent fact checkers are. On a couple of other notes, I think it's very interesting that the largest retailers on the face of the planet, like Walmart, and I have nothing against Walmart, but Walmart is continuing to be, you know, and I've not seen the governor of any state or local law enforcement roll in and arrest a Walmart manager yet. Maybe it's happened. Somebody may correct me. I haven't seen them go to the board of directors and haul them out in shackles or threaten to arrest them because their stores are open. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, we talk about the advance of socialism. And in a socialist society, the government wants to be not only in bed but in complete control of business. And it's much easier to have that in-bed relationship with a mega business than it is a billion small businesses. The moms and pops that are independent retailers are shut down, or were shut down across the United States, and are still shut down in community by community by community across the United States. Why is that? You know, does it seem like this also leads toward the end of a socialist or a control system that's a central control and command that's required in every communist or socialist regime? So I think you're absolutely right. And I have to do a little side note because there's a lot of news breaking. I mean, like right now, today, there's a lot of news breaking. And I need to ask, it'd be great if we could get Samantha Powers and Joe Biden to answer this one question. Why in the world were you unmasking Flynn? Tell me, were you investigating Flynn, Mr. Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden? Is that why you used your authority to unmask a person? How often has a Vice President of the United States unmasked anybody? And Samantha Powers, I'd like for you to explain, I think she was like a UN ambassador. Why was it that, you know, former UN ambassadors may unmask two or three people in a given year? And I believe Samantha Powers unmasked over 200 people in her last 90 days in office. Why is that?
That exact number was 226 by Samantha Powers. And by the way, this is a good illustration, a good illustration of the surveillance state, the surveillance network that's utilized in a socialist, Marxist, communist system. And that we see has been taking place for the entire duration of the Trump administration, having been done and the guise and auspices, authorization, and knowledge of Barack Hussein Obama, our previous president. And I believe that we need to get our DOJ needs to fast-track the investigation to determine and not just reveal who did it. There ought to be some prosecution. If we're going to preserve our Constitution and the liberties in America, we must prosecute with absolute diligence those that have done that unmasking and destroyed the lives of not only General Flynn, but of several others in the Trump administration with the intent of overthrowing a legally constitutionally elected president. But, Greg, that launches into the next aspect of what I want to say in relationship to America racing toward socialism. It's not only we're finding where you can have the government flip the switch and turn it on and off for closing businesses and closing churches, and then the snitch system being set up, the contact tracing, as it's called, for a surveillance governmental system. But the governmental officials surveilling, just like we find in China, for example, the massive surveillance system in China can track and monitor and control every person in China. There's about 1.4 billion people in China, and they have some 300 million cameras in China to trace every human being on the globe in that nation. This is an article that says how China uses its massive surveillance apparatus to track every citizen and keep them in line with Chinese government thought and dictates. The article says China has amassed a vast collection of information about its people in recent years, and the Chinese Communist Party continues to deploy its surveillance apparatus to exercise control over 1.4 billion inhabitants in China. And it goes on with great detail of how they're doing it. And Greg, speak to the issue of the surveillance in America under the guise of coronavirus. We have some 22 states with some 34, I believe the number is, law enforcement agencies that are utilizing drones as we speak on the premise that it will help them to trace those that are not social distancing, whether they be out on the beaches or otherwise. Do you think that's just going to go away after the coronavirus is gone? Or will this be something we see embedded in American society where you can be surveilled through your cell phone, through uplink satellites, through drones, et cetera, et cetera? Does that indicate, does that have the connotation that we're on the fast track for a surveillance government that is a socialistic system?
Well, I think, you know, the scripture makes the Antichrist really, really close to omniscient. And today, technology makes Google and Facebook nearly omniscient. If you hover over an item on your screen with your cursor, guess what? It knows you hovered over that and you lingered. If you clicked on whatever, they know everywhere you've been, tracking your name, your IP address. As your phone travels across the United States, obviously we see this with the corona tracking. They can tell whether or not you were in proximity to other folks with, you know, by tracking their phones and locations. It is absolutely incredible how much, how quickly we've seen this grow in the way of technological snooping. And you step back in time, the FBI and the CIA, as soon as these technologies start to become available, they would use these secret courts to access the technologies in order to track people, to do things that heretofore would have been illegal, unconstitutional, under search and seizure provisions. Today, they go to that hidden court, that FISA court, which, well-intended, I think very well-intended, because they wanted to protect Americans, but today it is being used against Americans. If you step back in time during the Watergate era, the Watergate break-in, where G. Gordon Liddy and his group of White House plumbers, that's they kind of got that name, the White House plumbers broke into the Watergate Tower. Understand this. Every one of those folks that broke into that Watergate Tower to go into the DNC headquarters to find information that would help politically, every one of them were former FBI or CIA agents. Today, the current batch and the former batch under Obama, FBI and CIA agents, use the same powers that they're given to track down criminals. They use those powers to track down their political foes. They use those powers to go after their political enemies. Do you understand where we're going here? It can go so very quickly. It has transition from we're going after terrorists to we can use this power to get and maintain more power. And that's
like,
from
Greg,
a Berkeley standpoint, what they're viewing, what they're seeing.
I'm looking at an article here. It says Bill Gates backs a $1 billion plan to blanket the earth in video surveillance satellites. Then the article reads, it's dated March 24th of this year. Our planet will soon be surrounded by 500 satellites capable of real-time coverage of every human activity, every movement around the globe, end quote. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is bankrolling a company that plans on launching a $1 billion network of satellites to provide live streaming coverage of almost every corner on the face of the earth. Earth Now is the name of the company, plans on launching 500-plus satellites into our atmosphere, providing its users with near instantaneous video feedback with only seconds of delay, end quote. That is Big Brother watching every human being on the face of the globe. Now, that may be possible heretofore in China and in other socialist communist nations, but it ought not to be the de facto status for the United States of America. This is the reason I find it incredibly sad to see where European countries are accepting the Chinese G5 network, which will allow China to watch everything that's done in Europe. And this is the reason President Trump has said, if you accept the G5 from China, from European countries, we'll just not do business with you. Because the president realizes that if China is watching through the G5 network all that happens in Europe, then it can watch every conversation and every transaction taking place between Europe and America. So, Greg, I see this as a harbinger of things to come with our fast track, our racing toward socialism, which is communism-like for the United States of America. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called constitutionality for that to take place. In fact, Matt Staver with Liberty Council says in his newsletter, I immigrated. He's got an article here by another person that came into the nation, America, and he's reciting them. I immigrated in 1987 from a country where the government could close down and even demolish churches at will. But in the end, the government lost because a few pastors stood up to the tyranny and people followed. This is a pastor from Romania talking about it. The article says, perhaps more than any other factor, churches broke the tyranny of the former Soviet bloc countries like Romania and restored the freedom to the people. Churches, Bibles, and the Word of God were targeted across the Soviet Empire. Pastors and believers alike were persecuted, jailed, and even beaten to death, killed for proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people oppressed by the government directed by tracing and surveillance and the controlling of the people. I don't know about what our listeners think, Greg, but I am concerned when I see this increasing position that it's okay to snitch on people, it's okay to watch the public, it's all right to have contact tracing, it's okay to surveil and to watch our every movement. Some people have used the nonchalant statement, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why worry about it? How do you respond to this, Greg, and what you see taking place as far as the looming surveillance system for America?
Well, it's interesting that the last word you use, if you're not doing anything criminal, worry about this. I'd say for all those people, they need to leave their doors unlocked on their vehicles, on their homes. They need to leave their wallets on the counter, have IDs. Because if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have any problem with this. I mean, because the government's going to take care of you too. But there's this larger thing at work when it comes to a totalitarian state, a fascist state, a communist state, or a socialist state. They need control of every aspect of your life. Unfettered, unrestrained control of every aspect of your life. Now, we've given that, by and large, to system after system, and it has utterly failed. It's been said it is hard to imagine a more stupid or more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong. Today, we're witnessing.
Greg, we got about 10 seconds left on the broadcast. Do a final word to our listeners today.
Well, as that statement puts out, essentially, authority without responsibility breeds calamity. These folks
Absolutely.
That are in authority in government need to be responsible for the decisions that they make.
And we the people, especially as Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.